listening to the Modern Horrors Podcast Network.
Today's episode of Final Girls Horrorcast is brought to you by John D., Charles, David, and Matt.
Hey there, lovelies, and thanks for joining us on the 330th episode of Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
On today's episode, we're continuing with our 80s Were Weird Month series with 1986's trauma film, Blood Hook.
As a reminder, we do tend to spoil things, so continue at your own risk. Blood Hook is streaming on Prime, Fubo, Peacock, Tubi, and Plex. So if you feel like going that route, you can watch it, I guess.
It's not required.
It's not required reading.
No.
For or this, viewing. For this episode.
In fact, I'm going to just say you don't need at all. Yeah. I mean, unless you really want to, in which case,
just skip it.
Go for it.
Watch that Community episode. You'll see all you need to see.
They can't all be winner. It wasn't Community. It was Parks and Rec.
It was Parks and Rec. You're right. Pardon me.
Yeah, there's Parks and Rec episode.
Yeah. Yes.
But before we jump into today's film, let's get started with a segment that we like to call
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer is Arcadian. It's due to be released on April 12th. It's directed by Benjamin Brewer, who directed The Trust, but he also did the visual effects for Everything Everywhere All at Once, so I wanted to mention that as well. It's written by Michael Nillen, who wrote the film Braven. The IMDb summary is a father and his oh my gosh. I started drinking early. I started drinking early because you're late. And also,
I am late.
After watching this movie, I needed a drink.
You needed several, I'd wager.
Yes, I did, but I've only had one.
Even when I was reading it, I said tweenage.
Okay. So well, I'm glad it's not just good. Me. Okay, I'm going to try it again. I'm going to do it again.
You got this.
A father and his twin teenage sons fight to survive in a remote farmhouse at the end of the world.
Mm. I see what it did there.
It almost got me.
It's giving Quiet Place. It's giving 28 Weeks Later.
It's giving I'm bored.
It's giving I'm sorry. I've seen it.
It's
you know?
Like, yeah.
It's giving It Comes at Night. I've seen this movie a lot over the years.
Listen, I'm not saying that it's impossible for Nick Cage to have two twin teenage sons. I'm just saying it's just seems unlikely. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not a young man anymore. You know?
I mean, it doesn't matter though.
He could be playing grandpa, you know, is all I'm saying.
I'm just saying, for men, it doesn't matter.
I know, but it also, like, come on. It's just a little weird.
You're not wrong.
I'm not against it. And sure. Like I said, it's not impossible. It just seems unlikely, especially during the end of the world. The end of the end of the world.
Correct. I think there's other movies April 20 or 12th that are coming out that I will probably see before this one.
Like Tarot. Can't wait for Tarot.
Front and center.
I'm so excited for that terrible movie.
Front and second row.
I can't wait. I can't wait for that horrible movie. Question.
Yeah.
Is it possible, because we're going to be hanging out. No, that one comes out in May. That one comes out in May. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is it possible that we wait to watch it and hope that it's still in theaters when we're hanging out together? Or
I think we gauge it.
Okay. Because I really want to watch that movie with you, but I don't feel like that movie's going to be in theaters for 2 weeks.
No. A week. You know, a week.
Let's see how it does, like opening week. But I really don't want to miss it in theaters. I don't know. It's really hard. It's really hard to make this decision. I wish they knew how long movies were going to be in theaters.
I know. Kids, like, can I give a special request
that
Tarot makes it 2 weeks?
You know? And just to Pasadena. It doesn't have to go 2 weeks everywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Fingers crossed.
Oh, for our final girls' weekend, it would just be the best. It would be the best.
It would really tie the room together, you know?
It would. It would. I will say about Arcadian, though, it looks fine. There's a lot of action in the trailer, but I was also yawning. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's not a lot of, like, this isn't a new concept.
I'll see Civil War before I see
this. Oh my God, Civil War kind of looks really good, though.
No, Civil War looks great.
Yeah.
Like, that's my April 12th watch.
I'm actually really excited about Civil War. I don't know if they're marketing that as a horror movie, but I'm terrified. That's like the scariest.
It's real life. It's basically a home invasion movie. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm scared.
Oh man, isn't Nick Offerman's in it? It's an Alex Garland movie, right?
It is. It is star studded.
Yeah.
A star studded event in that film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can't wait.
Blockbuster summer spring movie.
Yep.
What season is it? I don't know.
Yes.
All right. That's Arcadian. Watch it. Watch the trailer and decide for yourself. But for me, I'll probably skip that one.
Yeah. It'll be streaming on Shudder, I think.
Yeah. It is going to theaters, though. So
it is going to theaters. And don't let me dissuade you from seeing it.
Absolutely. Well, did you see that trailer in a theater?
Yes.
Okay, because I just saw it yesterday when I went to see Late Night with the Devil.
I think that's where I saw it. Okay. But I think, no, because I just saw, what did I see recently? I was going to talk about it at the end. I saw another movie. Oh, I saw Monkey Man, and it was at the beginning of Monkey Man also.
You saw Monkey Man?
Oh, yeah, I saw it yesterday morning.
Oh, did you like it?
I did.
Just spoiler. Okay, we can talk about it more later, but I'm just curious. Yeah. All right. Let's do this. Let's get this.
Let's get Allow this me to have a big
storm
sip,
started.
Sip of my hazy IPA. Ready?
Yes. Oh, what kind of hazy is it?
It is a by Sierra Nevada Dank Little Thing IPA.
Okay.
I don't know what else it is.
I do love a hazy. I'm not an IPA person, but I love a hazy IPA.
They're almost fruity, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like them.
They're a little more mellow.
They are. They're not as intense.
Than like the straight up IPAs, you know?
Yeah, they're not as hoppy.
For sure.
Just a little zing for you.
A little zing.
Which is what I need. A zing and a zang.
Yeah.
On this Sunday talking about Bloodhook.
Yep. All right.
Okay. Are you ready?
I kind of.
No, as ready as you'll ever be, though. Yeah. Right?
Sure.
We are talking about Bloodhook from 1986, directed by Jim Mallon, who is a producer on Mystery Science Theater, written by Larry Edgerton, John Galligan, and neither of them have ever done anything else. So first and last, the IMDb summary is, during a local fishing contest, people are being violently dragged into the lake and killed by a giant fish hook.
Are they? Is any of that true?
Not really. It's not giant.
Are they violently being dragged into the lake?
No, they're slowly being
they're like jumping into the lake.
Yeah.
This
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so I don't say it lightly when I say this might be one of the worst films we've ever done on the show.
I fell asleep.
It was so bad. And it's not the kind of bad where you're like,
No.
It's not awful. It's really, there's no entertainment really within it, which is the hardest part of it. And I realized I made a mistake selecting this film when the trauma title card came up. I'm just not a trauma person in general. You know, there's definitely some trauma people out there. I heard about this movie somewhere because it showed up. Like, I try to keep a note going of like movies I want to watch, and I had one that said 80s were weird. And so at some point last year, or within the last year and a half, I wrote Bloodhook on that list. So I don't know where I came across it, but I wrote it in my notes thinking, so I was like, oh, I must, something must have happened that made me want to watch this film. So that's why I put it there. And so I didn't realize it was trauma, and I really didn't put the work in after that. I put so much work into my 80s list this year, but this is the one movie I didn't I didn't pick recently. So I like didn't know why I picked it. I didn't make like further notes regarding it. So, you know, I learned my lesson. If I make a note that far in advance, I will make more notes about it. Like, hey, maybe look at this one before selecting it.
To your credit, you'd had another movie picked and it just randomly was decided to stop streaming. So, not your fault.
Several other movies selected. I actually had the whole month planned out, but I had one film that I actually had like four films and I was like, I don't know which of these will be my fifth film. Yeah. So I posted on our Patreon Discord channel and I was like, hey, you guys vote, pick one. And this was the one they picked. Not their fault because they never seen it either. And the poster is lovely. I mean, I will say the poster,
it's got a great poster.
Poster tells a much better story than the actual film itself does,
you know?
So, yeah, this is a rough one. It's almost 2 hours long. It has no business being almost 2 hours long.
This movie should be 87 minutes.
I was thinking 72.
Okay. I like it. I like that we're precise. Yeah. Did you see that? Like, it wasn't like 80 minutes or 70 minutes. You know, we had a plan.
I could re-edit this film. It would make more sense and it would be 72 minutes long.
I like it. I'd watch it. I'd watch your edit.
Thanks. The Amy edit. Yeah. I'm not doing it. It's going to take too long. But I'm just saying, I think I could. I think if I were to do it, that's how long. It might even be shorter than that, to be honest.
Yeah.
We might be able to get under like 60.
We could get this a short.
I mean, you know? There's just a lot of dialogue that means nothing.
Literally nothing.
And the dialogue that does mean something is repeated multiple times, which is unnecessary. We only need it once. So I think if I cut out all the unnecessary dialogue, we might be able to get this film in under 40.
Oh, I like that.
There is just so much dialogue.
Yeah, there really is.
They're just talking the whole time and like monologues, like really long monologues that mean nothing. I was like, I don't even know what that guy just said. I have no idea what he was talking about.
Did we mention that the writers have only ever done this and nothing else? Because, you know?
Yeah.
Funny story is I fell asleep while watching this movie. I woke up at the end and I was like, okay, what the fuck? But then I was like, I need to rewind it at least to like maybe a little bit before the middle to like actually watch what was going on. But I guess I watched it, I think, on Amazon. And so when the credits started rolling, it suggests Black Roses afterwards. And I was like, well, that movie was great. But I took it and I rewound it. And the scene that it started on was like a kitchen, and I totally thought that it was still Bloodhook. But then the girl was like talking about Black Roses, like the band. And I was like, oh my God, is this a crossover? And then I realized that Amazon just started playing Black Roses instead.
Just started Black Roses.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I remember this movie. We've seen this before.
Oh, crazy. Yeah.
Just kidding.
I was like, oh my God, are they like in the same universe? And then I was like, oh no, it's just playing the wrong movie.
This movie makes Black Roses look like art. Citizen Kane or something.
Dune 2.
Dune 2. So I don't, was the intention for this to be a comedy? And if
so, you can never tell with trauma movies.
What part is supposed to be fun? Like, I honestly didn't know what was supposed to be funny. Other than, I felt like I was the one that was the joke. I was the person. The joke is that I'm watching this movie. That was the funny part, that I sat and watched this entire thing. Like, I usually can find redeeming qualities.
Yeah.
There's just really not any. It's like, it's really hard. It's hard to get through it. I will say, okay, my favorite part of this movie is the reggae song. That's my favorite part. The music.
You found a redeeming quality.
The music was the only... There are three songs in this film. All are original pieces created for the film. They're all about fishing for muskies, which is the fish that everyone's fishing for in this fishing contest. Mm-hmm. All are fishing for muskies, and all the songs are about fishing for muskies. One is a rock song, one is a jazz song, and one is a reggae song. And the reggae one is my favorite, I think.
I wish that this movie was indeed called Muskie Madness.
They were going to name it Muskie Madness, but then people don't know what muskies are. And they're right. I don't know what a muskie is until I watched this movie. I don't know either. I guess the other redeeming quality is that I now know that a muskie is a fish. A kind of an ugly fish, too.
Like, the more you know.
Yeah.
No. You know? Oh, man. They're big, though.
They are big.
It's a big fish.
For a lake like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's crazy. Where do we begin?
I think the problem there's many problems, but one of the biggest problems is that when you have a film like this, you have to redeem the badness with like makeup, special effects.
Oh my god, the makeup in this movie. Like, it's like I made it.
I'm so confused how people are dying. Like, I still don't understand how any of these people died.
How the hook gets like impales people. It's literally like gently thrown and then all of a sudden it's like Velcro. Like, it's all of a sudden just attached.
One of the guys just lays on it. He just lays down on it.
The damage this hook is doing is unreal.
Well, it's like the largest lure of all time with like four hooks on it.
Mm-hmm. And like the way that they throw it is so slow. That's like you would just move out of the way.
Well, I mean, even if you get a hook under your skin.
Yeah.
The second someone pulls on it, it's going to like bust through. Like,
yeah,
even if it doesn't and it goes deep enough that they're pulling you in the water, how would you drown in that case? You have something that floats attached to you. That's
it's keeping your head above water.
Like this is the largest, like, I don't know what they call them. The ones that like float on top of the water. A bobber, right? They call it bobbers.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's huge.
It's the biggest bobber of all time. It's like a mix between a bobber and a lure. Yeah. It's neither a bobber nor is it a lure. It's both. And it has a hooks blur all over it. But it definitely floats. It's not meant to like go underwater.
No. So like I don't understand. It's meant to hook people.
And it's like the size of someone's abdomen. It's huge.
It's huge.
So like it's I don't understand how anyone has died in this movie except for that one. There is one scene that was kind of brutal. I don't know if you missed it when you were sleeping, but
it's possible.
There was a scene where he shoves a tube through a guy's like underneath his jaw and it goes out his mouth. And
he, that's a fun one. I missed that one.
That one is it was the only good scene.
Okay.
You should look it up.
I will.
That's actually the reason why this film almost got like an X rating, which is hilarious because it's
that
such,
is so funny.
Which there's no way that this isn't like it's barely an R rated movie. It's
barely.
At least by today's standards, maybe in 1987 it's different.
Man.
Also, surprisingly, no boobs. I feel like trauma movies always have boobs. Or like some kind of essay happening.
I thought that I missed them because I just assume.
There's a little bit of side boob, but that's it.
Yeah. There's none a lot of these, Leroy.
None of the Leroy is the only character that matters in this.
Oh, Leroy.
But I just don't understand any of these. None of these characters make sense. Like, I don't.
No.
This is like AI wrote it. Like, there's no, like, real personality trait. I mean, one of the girls is like a psych major, and so she's just always giving really bad advice.
Mm-hmm.
No one's really a good person. And, like, none of it really works, you know?
Yeah.
At all.
It's just so everything is so surface.
I could have done with some more, like, fishing competition, like...
I thought that that's what we like were really going to be going for.
Like a whodunit? Like, maybe... I think they were trying to do that with that one, like, chubby guy who was, like, going around and... calling everyone a cheater when he was the only one cheating. Like, I really thought, like, maybe they were trying to be like, he's the killer. But when you find out who the killer actually is, it's like,
yeah,
I really was like, really? That guy's the killer? Okay.
Yeah.
And basically,
you're like, but why?
He has a metal plate in his head. And mm-hmm. when you hear the sound of the cicadas and the music, at the same time, the three songs that were written for them, these are the only three songs
it's
that
too
anyone
much.
Listens to.
You can't
to.
Take it.
Well, yeah. There's the three notes. They're like the devil's notes. It makes him go crazy to kill people. And that's why every 17 years, he just goes on a killing spree.
Mm-hmm.
It's the cicadas with the... Am I saying that right? I'm like...
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
You are.
I sometimes worry that I say things wrong and you don't correct me. So then I just
sometimes
keep saying
I
them
do.
Wrong.
But you told me to correct you. I remember there
I
was like
one
word.
I want you to correct me all the time. Yes.
I will. Just so everybody knows, I'm not being a jerk when I'm like, actually, Amy.
No, I...
she requested it.
I request 100% that if I say something wrong, that you call me on it so we can laugh at me. And then okay. I don't feel dumb when I'm editing and like, why didn't she tell me I was being stupid?
Yeah.
Because that's what happens a lot of the time as I'm editing. And I'm like, I said that really wrong, or I'm totally mispronounced that. And Carly is laughing, but I couldn't hear
just
you laughing.
Silent.
Yeah, like sometimes I'll hear you laughing at something I said, but I couldn't hear you laughing when I was talking. And so.
Or I'll say it once, but since you were talking, you missed it.
Yes.
And then I just won't bring it up again.
Because
you'll be like, why didn't you say it?
Because we're talking through Discord and recording ourselves, you know. Yeah. In different places. We're not in the same room and
exactly.
We're not like video talking. It's basically like being on the phone. So like if the audio drops out, which it does kind of often,
mm-hmm.
like I just don't know. So anyway,
no, totally.
When I say stupid things and I edit, I am very upset about it. That's why I'm always like, Carly, can you please just tell me when I'm being dumb? It's okay. We'll laugh about it. I'd rather like make fun of myself in the moment than like be editing and being like, fuck, now everyone who's listening to this thinks I'm an idiot.
Absolutely. You know? And cicadas is correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I always feel like I'm saying it wrong. Anyway.
Cicadas.
Those things are gross.
They are. They make a crazy, scary noise.
I'm not a fan of the noise.
And Leroy doesn't like it.
He does not. He does not.
I think it's so funny at the end. This is like jumping around, but like at this point, who cares?
The movie doesn't make sense. It's fine.
At the end, when the guy like pulls the boom box or whatever close to him, the radio, and it starts playing it and then puts it on the edge of a filled bathtub. And then it's like, oh, darn, it fell in. Leroy's going crazy.
Oh, my God. I also like the part where Leroy cuts off a guy's ear by throwing the lure at it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He has the ear in his hand and then he turns around and he also still has an ear on his head. So basically he has three ears.
He's got so many ears.
He's got the, like, he did him a favor. Now he only has two ears.
Yeah.
Like a normal
spare
person.
One.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There was an ear under his ear.
Who knew? It's crazy.
Did you notice the Taco Bell gong that was like
gong?
You
yes,
know that,
but I didn't even think about it. I knew that it sounded familiar, but I didn't. Is it really the Taco Bell gong?
It's exactly the same as a Taco Bell.
Amazing.
It is the Taco Bell that is constantly ringing.
It is the bell.
But only throughout like the second half of the film. It was not happening at the beginning of the film, and then it started happening at the second half of the film. I also noticed that, like, people aren't really acting like murder is happening at all, except for, like, two people.
No. When that woman dies at the beginning, first of all, slowest death of all time. She's just like, on the dock forever.
Yeah.
Nobody really cares, feels like.
Feels like someone should care, but nobody does. Her family, not too concerned. Maybe. The kids are a little bit concerned. Dad is not concerned at all. He's like,
at all.
Good riddance.
I'm fishing for muskies.
And also, the character Kristen does not die. When I thought that she did die, she like shows up at the end and you're like, wait, didn't you die? And she's like, she's no, like, I found this boat and then I was lost and then I found you. And then we don't really see her again. It's weird. It's like she survived, but then she didn't. Like, what happened to her?
I wonder. So, because you had mentioned before that there was potential for this movie to be rated X, right?
Yeah.
So, do you think, because they had to, like, take out a bunch of violence and stuff and gore or whatever, do you think that those, that, like, maybe they're, like, we're missing stuff? Also, can you imagine this movie being longer?
No.
Me either. So, I wonder if it's just, like, a shortened mishmash of things.
I don't know, but it said that the IMDb trivia specifically states, now who knows how true it is, but it specifically states that the shot with Finner getting the fishing rope through his mouth is the reason why it almost got the X. So ooh,
I looked on IMDb.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so ready?
Yeah.
So it was intended to be released in 1986, but was delayed by the MPAA. After they threatened to give it an X rating, and then they, the producers truncated the film to eliminate portions of the violence and gore. In May 2018, there was a Blu-ray released of a new 2K scan of the original 16mm negative that was released by Vinegar Syndrome, featuring an extended 111-minute cut of the film. So I guess there was like a bunch that was cut out.
Yikes.
I don't ever want to see that though.
No.
You know?
I didn't even want to watch this one.
Yeah. Unless, did we watch it? 111 minutes?
You're making me do math now? It might have been. It might have been. 111 minutes? Yes.
So
it was
an
hour and 51 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. That's it. That's what we watched.
So we saw the whole thing.
We saw the whole shebang. Motherfucker. So there's a shorter version that we could have watched, is what you're saying.
The original theatrical cut of the film runs 92 minutes.
It's still long.
Yeah. It is still long.
For what it is.
Yeah. Yes.
But I will say,
so we miss nothing.
I think you should watch the Finner getting the rope through his mouth scene.
Okay, I will.
That was the only thing worth seeing, and you didn't even get to see it.
I know, because I passed right out. I was so proud of myself, too. I was like, I'm watching the movie. And then I was like, good night.
I fell asleep twice watching it. But I did, rewind to where I was when I fell asleep and kept going.
You're better than I.
It took a couple tries.
A weird chunk in the middle. Can we talk about, there's no way, I don't know what his name is, but Suspenders guy.
Kay.
That like kind of saves the day. His hair and beard are 100% like spray painted gray,
yes.
Right? Because, okay, I was so distracted.
He is not an old man. He's a young man.
That he was in.
And they just spray painted him gray to make him look like, because he's supposed to be that one guy's dad and they're like the same age. So,
yeah. I was so distracted the entire time and I was like, there's no way that I've ever seen a man whose hair and beard color are like exactly the same.
Yeah.
That is spray paint.
Yeah.
Okay. That's like they went to the Halloween store and got like white hairspray.
Absolutely.
I was distracted.
I mean, I wasn't, but just because the whole thing is like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
This is not, you know, they can't all be winners. And this is just the one that wasn't the winner this year. And that's true. Okay. That's okay.
We can cross it off the list, you know?
It's done.
It's done.
We've done it. We got through it. Well, I got through it, and you got through most of it.
Most of it, yeah. Okay. Yeah. We did our best.
Yeah, I
did
my best. I would just skip it, though. I would, you know, if you didn't watch this one, I think you're okay to just keep on not watching it, you know?
Same, unless you're, like, a huge fan of trauma films.
Yeah, if you are. No, but even then.
It doesn't feel, like, as outlandish. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's definitely outlandish, but it's not a cohesive movie, I don't feel like.
No, I mean, I think at least usually there's something. Like, mm-hmm. excess gore, mm-hmm. something.
Yeah.
To keep you watching.
Yeah.
This is just, it's rough.
Not it.
It's rough.
Yeah.
It's really rough. Yeah. There's a reason these guys did not make anything else after this. This was career ending? No. Maybe not career ending, but maybe they realized, maybe this isn't the way we go.
You it's know? Like, maybe I'm a producer now, yeah. you know?
Maybe I'm good at producing bad or producing a show where they make fun of bad film. I wonder exactly. if they ever did this on Mystery Science Theater, because that would be funny.
That would be funny.
They could. I feel like Mystery Science Theater could make this better.
I agree.
There's really nowhere to go but up, let's be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yes. That was Bloodhook.
The that end.
We watched it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Yes.
We're done talking about that.
Yes.
Let's talk about, you went to the movies a
twice.
Couple times.
Twice.
Yeah.
Are you so
Tell
proud
me about
of me?
It. I'm like the most proud. I feel like a little mama bird who like sent her little baby bird out into the world.
Well, there's there's so much in theaters that I want to see right now. Mm-hmm. And I went, on Friday afternoon with my friend, we both get off early on Fridays. So we were like, oh, let's go to the movies. We were going to go see Late Night with the Devil, but mm-hmm. it was not playing till later. And she had night plans with her boyfriend. So I was like, okay, well, we can go see Immaculate because Immaculate's playing earlier. So we went to Immaculate. And I think she forgot. I think she thought we were going to Late Night. And so when I got the tickets, I was like, just so you know, this is supposed to be kind of intense. Like, she'll watch horror movies with me. She's one of my only friends that will watch horror movies with me.
Yeah.
But I also knew that I have horror movie nights that she comes to, but I watch a lot of 80s horror movies.
Right.
Or like more tame horror movies a lot of times on those nights. So I was like, this is probably going to be kind of intense. So just be prepared.
Yeah.
She's like, aren't we seeing that Late Night one? And I was like, no, remember, we like it wasn't playing. Anyway, so it was intense.
Yeah. Isn't it good though? Like, it's surprisingly good.
I really liked it. Yeah. I liked
that
the
sounds
acting.
Like, I'm such a
I
dick.
Liked the story.
I don't mean to say it like that.
No, I mean, we didn't care about, like, the trailer, we were like, fine, whatever.
The trailer did nothing for me.
No.
You know?
But I think that it did a good job of not showing too much. I wasn't mm-hmm. really 100% sure what direction it was going to go in. I mm-hmm. wasn't sure if it was going to be supernatural or what have you. I will say that there is one thing in horror movies that I have a really hard time with, and mm-hmm. it's when it's like excessive screaming. And there is a scene in this where I was like covering my ears. Like, I felt like it was too much for me.
Yeah.
But like the rest of it was great. I loved the body horror in it.
Loved so it. Good, right?
So much good body horror.
I want to say something, but I don't think it's a spoiler.
Okay.
But I don't remember it being necessarily in trailers. Mm. But I feel like when we watch the trailer, mm-hmm. it doesn't really give you a sense as to the time period. And so I will say, once I saw that it's like modern times, I was like excited.
Yeah, I think
because. The I was nun like, oh, where is
really
this going?
Just fucked with us, you know?
I do too. Yeah.
We're the like, nun was, sorry, another trash. Movie about nuns.
Yeah.
This is not like any movie about nuns. I will say I got, without giving spoilers, I got Suspiria vibes.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
And I got some Rosemary's Baby vibes.
Love it.
Vibes only. So.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
If you like those movies, then this is a good one for you. But, you know, be aware that there is some body horror that's intense and things of that nature. So just, you know.
Kind of play off of that, I know we're going to talk about one more movie, but similarly to if you like this movie or you like the movies that we just talked about, I will also, I'm going to go ahead and suggest The First Omen as well. I saw that movie this past week, I think, in like a sneak preview situation, and I was really impressed by it.
I'm hearing good things.
Yeah, in addition to Rosemary's Baby vibes. I don't know why that was so hard for me to say. It was also like giving Possession vibes a little bit.
Okay.
But like same kind of deal. Obviously, we're dealing with like where Damien came
from. I actually heard someone else say that. That reminded them of Possession. I don't know. Yeah. It might have been Megan Navarro.
Yeah, I think she wrote an article on it. And they talked about it a little bit in the Q&A afterwards. It was like the director, Akasha, and the main actress as well, about that inspiring one scene in particular. And
shout out to Megan Navarro, by the way.
Yeah, we love her.
I miss her. We used to talk to her all the time, and I haven't talked to her in a really long time.
We got busy.
she writes some of the best articles on horror films.
Agreed.
Happening now. She's fantastic. So if you're into reading about horror films, read Megan Navarro. I mean, she's quoted in like every horror movie, like every horror movie Blu-ray that comes out. I feel like she's got a quote.
She's got a blurb on.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah.
And she used to be part of Modern Horrors. Mm-hmm. Now she gets paid. But she's even been on the show once or twice. I miss her. She's a good lady.
She's wonderful.
Anyway,
check it out. Okay, so now I'm saying check out. I'm giving the Carly personal stamp of approval on The First Omen. Now let's talk about the second movie that you saw.
Yeah, so yesterday I've been working in my yard. I've been staining and sanding down some benches in my yard. And I was like, and Tony has been working on my car because he's trying to get it done by my birthday. I don't know that that's a thing, but he's been just working on it.
That's real
basically
soon.
All daylight hours. And so I was like, are you almost done? Because like, I'm done. And now I want to hang out with you. And he's like, no, I'm going to keep working. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the movies. So I looked it up, and Late Night with the Devil was playing at like 2:30, and it was like 2:10, and I'm like, I'm going. So that was like, for me, that's a really big deal. Like, I don't do that.
Yeah.
I plan things.
You do. That's why I'm impressed.
I do like going to the movies by myself, though. I do enjoy that, but I was not, you know, usually I plan it in advance, but I saw it was, I'm like, this is the perfect, I have like 2 hours to kill, so like, let me go and watch this movie. And I really loved it. There was two other people in the theater.
Nice.
And they were both behind me and silent, which was wonderful. So I felt like I literally had the entire theater to myself, which was fantastic.
That's wonderful.
I really enjoyed it. I really liked it. I was expecting less. Like, I was expecting to like it, but I really was expecting less plot-wise. I was kind of impressed with the storytelling of the film. And there is one scene in particular. I'm not giving spoilers, but there's one scene in particular at the end of this film that I feel like is almost Oscar-worthy. Like, the way it was shot was insane, and I'm sure incredibly difficult. Do you know what scene I'm referring to? And if not, that's
fine. I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just like one long shot. And I was like, this is insanely beautiful and amazing. Like, I don't know how they did this. Like, I really don't. I still have no, I would love to watch a film on how they made that one scene, honestly.
No, it's so good. And I can't say his last name. Do you want to give it a go?
I don't know his last, who are we talking about?
David DeMastich. Hold on, I have to bring it up.
I know, I think you did a great job.
Late Night, hold on. Okay, David, no, I'm not going to get it. But the lead actor, when I hear someone say it, I'm like, of course that's how you pronounce it.
DeMastich?
No, it's DeMastich or something like that.
DeMastich.
But like, when I hear someone pronounce it, I'm like, yes, of course that's how you pronounce it. But then when I'm left to my own devices, it never comes out
there's
right.
There's a lot of letters there. You know,
yeah. So I always say David Dismission.
It's fair. He did a great job.
Wonderful.
Though. Yeah, he is wonderful.
I love him in everything that I've seen him in. And I'm so stoked that he got a lead in a film because he plays this character flawlessly.
Yeah. It's they did a great job with it. It felt authentic. Like it felt mm-hmm. like a 70s talk show. Like it.
Mm-hmm.
I loved how they made it. I feel like it was really well paced too. Mm-hmm. Like I got out of that film. I was like, what was that? Like an hour long? No, it's an hour and a half long. Like it's a perfectly normal movie. It felt like I watched a TV show and then I was done. Like the way they paced it, the storytelling of it was really, really well done. I was very impressed by it.
I agree.
And a film like that could have easily been, just digital release only. I'm really happy that they did a theatrical release of it.
I'm really happy that they did a theatrical release of it. And I'm also really happy that, like, to see so many of my even non-horror, specific friends going to see it. It just makes me really happy that it's getting visibility.
If you had to recommend any of the three films that you saw.
Yeah.
Which would you recommend the strongest?
Just like as a blanket movie?
Yeah.
I would probably say this one. I would probably say Late Night with the Devil because I think it's the most versatile. I feel like both Immaculate and The First Omen, while amazing movies, there's like obviously friends that I know wouldn't be able to handle it just because of all the like pregnancy stuff.
It is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. For sure.
So I think like this isn't scary enough that like people who don't particularly like horror can't see it, you know?
Yeah. It does have its moments though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say them specifically, but.
No, you shouldn't. But it does have it's actual horror. Mm-hmm. It's just not as heavy as the other films. Okay. That's all I will say then.
Beautiful.
Anything else you'd like to report? Are you watching Vampire Diaries still or did you give up?
I fell off a little bit. I'm not as invested, as I once was. I'm still in it.
Sure.
But I went to go see Monkey Man yesterday.
Ooh, yeah.
And I really liked it. I don't think it's a perfect film by any means. I found out that there were some things that were changed in like post when I didn't realize this originally. It was a Netflix movie, and then Jordan Peele got bought it or Monkey Paw Productions, and they changed it a little bit. But I think it's really good, and I definitely recommend it.
Nice.
I really, really enjoyed it. Although I will say, there was someone in my theater who I feel like was on drugs. He was sitting next to my friend and he was like too into it, like the music would play and he was like rocking out. And then like, you
that's
know,
so uncomfortable.
They were doing fighting scenes, obviously nothing, no spoiler because it's in the trailer. And he was like, yeah. And it was just like, what is happening? Like this guy was on 11. Like it was crazy. But even despite that, I really enjoyed myself with the movie. Yeah. It was really good. And then not a film release, but I revisited First Man recently with Ryan Gosling, directed by Damien Chazelle. Literally everybody, like Ethan Embry's in that movie.
No. Oh.
That movie's so good. Like I haven't seen it since theaters. And if you haven't watched First Man,
I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's about Neil Armstrong getting onto the moon.
Nice.
And I think it came out in 2018, I believe. Damien Chazelle actually directed it, who did La La Land. And yeah, it's a really, really good movie. I forgot how good it was. I was like, this movie's like 2+ hours. It didn't feel that way at all. I was like in it the whole time.
Oh, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's really good.
I watched a film called Upgraded, which was, I think, direct to Amazon Prime. And I liked it. but it's not, probably not for everybody. It is not a horror movie or action. It's like a romantic comedy. But I don't know. It was cute. It was kind of like Devil Wears Prada mixed in with, like, I don't know.
Oh, I think I've been seeing the previews. My guess, kind of previews. It's the one with Camila Mendez, right?
Yes.
From Riverdale?
Yes, and Marissa Tomei's in it, and she's phenomenal. Yeah. I love.
And Giles.
Also Anthony Head, yes.
Yeah.
Very excited when I saw Anthony Head.
I'd watch it.
You would like it. It's not like there's better movies, but it's cute and it's new. And so if you are into that kind of thing, you should check it out.
I will.
All right. Well, should we announce next week's film, which I did research and I feel better about?
I definitely think we should. Do you want me to say it, or do you want to say it?
Please do.
Okay. We are going to be watching The Curse from 1987. It is streaming on Tubi TV. I'm excited. Do you want to say anything about it, or just feels good about it?
I don't want to say anything about it.
Okay.
I do feel a little bit better about it than this week's film.
Excellent.
And that's all I'll say. Don't.
Will Wheaton is in it.
Stop it.
I'm
sorry.
That
was supposed to be a surprise. Little baby Will Wheaton.
I love him.
Yes, little baby Will Wheaton is in it. He's so cute.
I'm really excited. Sorry.
All right. Well, until next week, when little baby Will Wheaton is in The Curse and we discuss it, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Bye. Whoa.
I think we got it.
Okay.
I went really high this time.
It sounded really weird on my side, but maybe it sounds good.
Should we redo it?
Nope.
Okay, that's it?
That's it.